the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Okay, I can actually see. Oh, this is very, very surreal now because I've just painted something underneath another layer of paint and I can see the shadow from the first layer of paint on the second layer of paint, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that is. Yeah, it's kind of. Wow.
In pop culture, 2016 is predicted to be the year that virtual reality takes off. Last time we explored the history of virtual reality and how far it's come. This time, we look more closely at the current generation of devices, what experiences they offer, and how they are used.
My name's Sam Watts, and I'm the operations lead at Make Real in Brighton. Make Real, we specialise in producing immersive digital learning and development content for a range of clients, from corporates to college and employee learners, but also larger scale event installations, companies who want to make a big presence with a emerging technology presence.
Sam Watts of Make Real Brighton talks us through today's device options.
You have different degrees of VR because you've got a Google Cardboard where you can put your existing mobile phone in of a screen large enough, and the Google Cardboard's probably, you know, £5-10 to purchase. Most people have a phone on top. It's not necessarily high enough spec to run it smoothly. But it's enough to give you an idea of that 360 degrees surround and immersion. And then the next stage up from that, still using a mobile, is the Gear VR, but then that is taking away some of the processing requirements away from the mobile so it can concentrate on the 3D and the display. And then moving up from that, you've got the PlayStation VR, another sort of mid to high-end VR systems, and that's going to be probably the most affordable winner this year because all you need is a PlayStation 4. It's a plug and play system. There's 37 million plus PlayStation 4s already out there, and the headset itself is probably going to be, well, will be around £350. So all in, you're looking at the combined cost of a PC to run Oculus and Vive. But then Oculus is £500 plus the PC, and then the Vive is £650 plus the PC. So it's probably, if you wanted to start from scratch, you're looking at about £1,500.
Whenever anyone tries new VR, they go, wow, that's amazing. You know, it's like a 99.5% hit rate on, wow, that's incredible. It's interesting because when you go into VR, your brain kind of knows that you're looking at pre-rendered CGI environment. It's like, you know, it knows it's in a CGI world. But it buys into it very quickly. It's like, this is amazing. I'm suddenly, you know, in a hangar with all these aircraft, or I'm on top of Mount Everest, or I'm going down the rapids. You know, it very quickly buys into it, even though it knows it's looking at a pre-rendered scene.
That's Tim Fleming of Future Visuals, a company that works and deals with virtual reality.
Last year, we won the Innovate UK Award to partner with John Lewis, building immersive retail. We also won another Innovate UK Award, Smart Grant, to study operational and pedagogic innovation. And so far this year, we've delivered the McDonald's VR project with Sam at Make Real, which has been good. And we've delivered a big VR piece for Peugeot, and we've got an upcoming piece with Henry Holland.
We're all aware of the sci-fi perception of virtual reality, but how is it being used in the here and now?
It's about being able to transport yourself into environments and places that you wouldn't necessarily be able to, either through cost prohibition, transport logistics, or even just the fact that it's too dangerous to go there. So that opens up a whole gamut of uses, from travel tourism to property selling to training for nuclear power or people working with ecology and that kind of thing. There's the there's Google Cardboard based initiative at the moment for kids, and the teacher can control what all of the mobile devices for each kid with a Google Cardboard is seeing, and it's like, right, you know, now put your headset up to your face and we're going to go and see the Sphinx, or we're going to go and travel down the Nile, or go inside a tomb or whatever.
Okay, so right now I'm looking at a mannequin.
Yep.
With a kind of a dress being assembled before me.
Mrs. Claus, I think it was.
Wow, this, I can, alright, definitely I can see an application for this for fashion industry. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think anyone who works in digital at the moment is interested in VR. You know, you see all the film companies that deliver content are sort of adding 360 video to the services they're offering. I think amongst consumers, obviously you've got your gaming and your kind of tech early adopters who are just going to love it anyway because that's what they're into. I think in terms of mass consumers, I think it still needs to be figured out.
Next time, we have a look at the promise of things to come with virtual reality.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
The other sort of people I pass and I toss and I shake my head.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm kitted out in all the proper gear.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.